can. This is the General Government Subcommittee Ways and Means. For the record, Thursday, May 22nd, Adrian Sexton's here regarding the Construction Contractors Board for LFO. Adrian, can we have your recommendation?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senator Schrader. when we last reviewed this agency, it was in the public hearing more than 2 months ago. So just to refresh your memory, the governor's recommended budget stands at $12,070,329, all other funds. This is an all other funded agency. At this time, the Legislative Fiscal Office's recommendation is an other funds budget for 2003-2005 of $11,653,896. Difference also between the governor's budget with positions FTE of 60.75. We're recommending FTE at 60.65, and I'll discuss that further.
Adrian, I think everyone's had a chance to go through your memo. Okay. Why don't we just ask if there's any changes from your memo?
May I ask a question, Mr. Chair?
Senator Schrader.
Actually, just curious regarding the vacant positions. It's been, my observation, it's been difficult to eliminate the vacant positions in a lot of these budgets. And I haven't been too concerned, since most of these are other funded agencies, as is this, but just, you know, there were 7 vacant positions, 2 were recommended for elimination of the governor's budget. There's one other that's taken here, as I understand. And it's just hard for me to reconcile that all these positions are critical to the health, safety, and welfare of the state of Oregon. Is there a general rationale that some of the agencies and perhaps staff is using here?
Mr. Chair, Senator Schrader, in the case of this particular agency, as a consumer protection agency, the positions that I'm suggesting the agency keep that have been vacant, as item 2 shows, the one that is currently being recruited has to do with licensing. This is a position that would assist the agency in continuing to meet its expectations for timely licensure and renewal of licensing. The renewal process is really almost a duplicate of the initial licensure, that where the agency staff have to be certain that the contractor has submitted the bond and insurance information and that that's received into the system. Again, this is a principal element and core function of the agency in order to make sure that the contractors not only are properly licensed but can be licensed in a timely fashion to be out and in the community and providing the services to their customers. Another position is one that's only been vacant for 2 months. It will be recruited because it is one of only 5 positions that, again, provide the essential consumer protection activity in the field, where a major portion of the agency's function is also dispute resolution. That's claims between customers and the contractors. These 5 positions go into the field and work with those folks.
Sure.
Another one that has to do with the personal service contracts and performing job site inspections, investigations, and working with the local law enforcement on illegal construction activity is viewed as an essential element of, again, consumer protection. And then the 4th position is one that's been empty for 4 months approximately, and it too, when filled, would be moved from administrative services to support the licensing section, again, to maintain a timely licensure process. And because that is really the essential element of the agency, it's viewed that these are essential to its performance and its function.
Just a comment, Mr. Chair, and I appreciate the explanations, and they're very well laid out, I think, in the budget report. But I guess it has always been my assumption that in tough times that there is no way that an agency can continue to do the same level of job that they can when times are good. I certainly, if these positions went away, I would not hold the contractors board responsible for being delayed in getting licenses out or not being able to do the job as efficiently or as excellently as they perhaps have done in the past. It's just a function of we only have so much money available to us, and not in this particular budget, mind you, but I'm just trying to make a comment here for the benefit of the members and just, you know, in general, that we're going to have to be at a point, I think, in our discussion where the agency pushes back and says, well, that's fine. If you take those positions, we're going to be delayed. We will not be able to meet the performance measures that we would like to meet, and you have to be able to realize that, Mr. Legislator or Ms. Legislator. And I think that's okay. That's an okay discussion for us to have. And I would hope at some point as we get into the bigger budgets with more general fund that the members will be looking more closely at these types of trade-offs and be able to make some qualitative type of decisions to come down on that sort of thing. Because we've got a lot of vacancies that we're going to have to find. It's in the co-chair's budget, and it doesn't mean that we're going to be doing the best state government that we could, but these are tough times. We are going to have to prioritize. So I apologize for taking the time, the contractors board, to make that statement, but I think it's important for the committee to understand where we're going.
Senator Schrader, we always appreciate you sharing your thoughts and wisdom with us.
Yes. Thank you.
This is the agency has, and I think the stakeholders have participated. This budget has been embattled for the last two sessions, I think, and was not so this session as much. So I think this has been highly scrutinized backwards, forwards, and upside down. I think that at least in this budget, the positions are sought after not only for consumer protection but also for the protection of the contractors themselves and having a credible manner in which grievances are addressed so they're not regressed, so they're not extended out. So at this point in time, the only thing in addition to the memorandum that I asked Adrian to include in the budget report was we had a discussion about their new licensing procedure, and they're switching over to an open book kind of testing methodology. I just asked them as part of the budget report to come back to the next legislative session with a report comparing the differences between the two, not as a budget note, but just as part of the text. Ask them to return to the committee with that as part of the overall, and I don't think that that's overly burdensome. Senator
Mr. Deller. Chairman, we have another issue we'd probably like to bring forward just very briefly in terms of to get something on the record so it could be part of the budget report. This sounds like an unusual issue to bring up, but it's fairly major. If the administrator and the chair could come forward, and maybe somebody from Home Builders could come forward. And I don't know if anybody else wants to come forward on this issue. I guess ADT is coming forward. There's been an issue floating around here about introducing a bill to create a task force on a particular type of siding product that appears to be having as many difficulties, though slightly different difficulties, as LP siding. That's a totally different product. And creating a task force which has a fiscal in this building is like a near impossibility.
They're also very effective.
But if you'd like to just speak briefly about this product, and I understand that the CCB is willing to put together some sort of a working group on the issue, and that could report back to the legislature. If we could just get a little bit of this on the record, and
you want to talk about the problems, guys?
Well, about the problem, because I don't think the people here understand the problem.
Oh, okay.
Sure. For the record, Scott Berry with the Oregon Building Industry Association. Chair Patridge and Senator Devlin, basically what we're talking about here is fake stucco, and there were a number of problems with this product and the way it was applied, and basically it trapped moisture. It was so impenetrable by moisture, it trapped it, and if there were any leaks, let's say around the windows, or it wasn't applied properly, then that moisture eventually would just rot out the interior of the wall, and the house would have to be, you know, in some cases torn down, or the outer exterior wall torn down and rebuilt. So it's a problem that's been around not just in Oregon but around the entire United States. In North Carolina, they've actually banned the product entirely. There has now been the manufacturers of this product have come out with a new system they claim no longer causes this problem if it's, again, applied properly, and I think that therein lies part of the problem, whether it is or it is not applied properly, and the problems that occur when the manufacturer says, well, it wasn't put on properly, so we're not to blame, and the contractor says, well, we put it on, you know, to the specifications that that we were asked to, and it still rotted the inside of the house. It's a good looking product, and so we're asked to put it on a lot of time by the consumer, even though we have a lot of our folks who don't want to. In fact, getting insurance after you've put this product on, or if you've put it on the last 10 years, is extremely difficult right now on the general liability insurance market. So I'll just give you that background and say we should probably spend some time, you know, as a as an industry looking into this and seeing what the best solution is.
Chair Patridge and members of the committee, Sidney Brewster, for the record, public member and chair of the Construction Contractors Board. Scott touched on the issue that most concerns me about this, which is the insurance issue. This, along with other healthy homes issues and hazards, has caused a tremendous crisis in the industry on obtaining insurance, which is very damaging both the contractor and the consumer. And so, as chair, what I would like to see is a work group on this that would include some folks from the insurance division who have already been trying to assist us with the insurance crisis in the industry and to look at this, because this has been around for a long time. Some of our members on the board who are contractors have had problems obtaining insurance because they have touched DFIS within the last decade. So I concur with everything that Scott said.
So it sounds like that you're already working together and we'll continue to work together.
We've certainly had discussions, and if it would assist this body, we could certainly put together a work group that would include all the key players so that we could come back next session with some kind of report on activities we've undertaken in the interim.
Mr. Chairman, it would suffice my concern at this point if we would have, you know, a commitment from the CCB to put together such a work group without a budget note, just simply being in the record of this budget process here.
Chair Patrick, Craig Smith, Construction Contracts Board Administrator, members of the committee. My only concern is that we are sure and clear exactly what your expectations are with this work group, what it is I'd like to get on the record, what kind of information you're searching for, or what you'd like to have as a result of this task force.
Well, I think the work group is just to continue to explore the issues and see if there's any resolution that needs to come to the legislature to resolve this. Whether the legislature would have to make some kind of policy decision to resolve this, it may be resolved in the market. I don't know, but continue to monitor and present any kind of recommendations to the legislature.
Mr. Chair, for the record, this is Jessica Harris with Associated General Contractors. We would strongly concur with the need for the work group, first of all, and second, it would be our desire just to see what North Carolina has done and whether that would be appropriate for this state. We have a unique situation here. When you're building in the rain and you put EFAS on, it creates a mold claim, which not only deals with property damages claim, but also often with personal injury claims that are absolutely out of control for our construction community. We've seen increases in insurance at 1,000% or more. And for our construction contractors, a lot of them are no longer allowed to build multifamily residential. And when you're looking at low-income housing, et cetera, you can't afford to build it anymore because your insurance company will say, we won't cover EFIS, period. And if you do it, you're doing it on your own. And we won't cover you at all. So it's a huge issue for us. We aren't necessarily tied to one solution at this point, but believe this is worth incredible consideration and may help us to solve liability insurance, a portion of liability insurance problem at this point.
Okay, does that give the construction contractor order enough direction? Okay,
then for the record, we'll do that. And if you just
note that as part of the budget report, that we ask them to come back if there's any resolutions or suggestions.
Okay. Mr. Chair, if I might also just ask the panel whether there are issues that might need to be rolled into this as far as building codes. You indicated, Scott, that South Carolina has banned the product. That sounds like it's a building codes issue, that they may have simply said that this is a this is not an approved product for construction in our state, or if there are also Judiciary Committee issues around liability and claims and things of that nature, whether there needs to be any integration of some of those folks.
I think the indication was that they were going to get the insurance commissioner and the other people that were involved in the thing, I think.
Chair Patridge, again, Jessica Harris for the record. We would also recommend bringing some of the legal community to the table that have had to litigate these cases, and certainly our contractors are anxious to participate in such a forum.
Mr. Chairman,
no, we need to move this budget.
Okay. Senator Devlin. Chairman, I think we have enough to surprise on the record now. They'll just come back with recommendations for the next regular session of the legislature if there are any recommendations. We can move on to approving the budget at this point.
Okay, the chair would accept the motion to amend House Bill 5010 for the LFO recommendation.
So much.
Senator Devlin moves the LFO recommendation dated May 21st, 2003, from Major and Section 2, this committee regarding the construction contractors board, which includes $11,653,896 in total funds, 60.65 FTE. Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Senator Devlin.
Mr. Chairman, I might get, is there a problem with approving packages en masse?
No.
Okay. I guess package 101 is actually a package because it's a recommendation in a sense. It doesn't say. So I'll move packages 101 through 105.
You want to move 101 through 105 separately?
Or no, en masse.
Okay.
I just took it as moving the whole budget.
Oh,
the LFO recommendation.
Okay. Okay.
I took the whole memo in one bite.
Okay. Items all 1 through that. 7.
Okay.
Or 1 through 6, because I'd like a separate motion on item 7.
Okay. Chair would entertain a motion on item 7. We just amended the bill pursuant to the entire memo. Now we have to move it as amended with a due pass recommendation.
Clarification, you want to move item 7 first? And then you
that is item 7.
Okay.
That's the final action. You've incorporated all the prior recommendations.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Devlin moves House Bill 5010 as amended by this committee in the in total of the May 21st memo of 2003 from Adrian Seisler from LFO to the committee, to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Representative Butler is to be marked as excused for both those votes. And just for the record, Senator Devlin, Senator Schrader is here for Senator Winters, and Representative Johnson and I are here.
Carriers, please.
Senator Devlin. I'll see
the full or Senate?
The full and the Senate.
Okay.
Thank you, Senator Schrader.
And you'll carry on the House?
If you want to carry, I'll carry. All right. With that, we'll get returned on work session for House Bill 5010.